Well, when I had the two gentlemen from Dan's Deals on this morning, I mentioned that I could appreciate what it's like to work with one's brother. Because Dan and JJ are brothers, and they run Dan's Deals. And, of course, many of you know that for a long, long time, my dear brother Yigal Siegel has had a major role in the Nachum Siegel Network. Some years different than others in terms of the role. But one of the things he has certainly been at the forefront is helping us with the fundraising campaign. And, of course, our campaign officially went live this morning. But I think we'll really officially be kicked off when the first email goes out announcing the campaign, which will be about 10 minutes from now, 15 minutes from now in that area. And that will really kick things off. And those of you out there who have a computer or a phone, feel free to go to fjbunity.org, fjbunity.org. Give generously and support our year-end campaign. Keep JM and the AM and all of our great programming going. Yigal Siegel, welcome back to JM and the AM.
I'm assuming that Dan is the older brother.
I don't know. I really have no idea. That's a good question.
Because it's Dan's Deals.
Well, no.
It's the Nachum Siegel Network.
Right, but he's the founder. He's the founder. And by the way, so he's going to be, you know, it'll be his name no matter what. And frankly, you don't know how many people ask me or are confused about who between you and I are older. I get it all the time, who people who think I am and people who think you are. So it's just funny, you know. It's funny you bring that up. And don't assume that.
It's funny because I would always assume that because you're so much taller than me that people will say you're older. I don't know why.
I'm trying to think why that makes any. I don't know why that makes any sense, but I guess we don't.
I don't know because it looks like you're bigger, older. I don't know.
Taller means older?
13 months and 5 days. 13 months and 5 days. Nachum Siegel is older than Yigal Siegel. That's a good title for our new podcast whenever we start. 13 months and 5 days.
Yeah,
that's a great title.
I know, but it doesn't sound like you're really serious about starting it, but that's a whole different topic.
I saw our friend Avi Levine today, and I told him he should start a podcast called Please Do Not Listen to This.
I can see him doing that. That's hilarious. So last night at the Berkowitz Simcha, I saw Dr. Mark. He did officially tell me that even if he hasn't handed me a check or gone online yet, he still wants to consider himself the first pledger to our 2024 year-end campaign. Of course, I granted him that. So Dr. Mark is officially the number one pledger to our campaign, and I thank him, and I thank
thank you, Dr. Mark. Thank you.
Thank him for all his support. And then I noticed already that listener Judy Landy literally became the first person to go online and participate. She donated in the schuss of Nachum and Stacey Siegel and the whole NSN family. May you all keep up your great work for Klal Yisrael. I thought that was really nice to get from a regular listener. So a big thank you to her. So we have we don't need a 9 a.m. Eastern time email. We've officially kicked off the campaign. What do you think of that?
Well, I think, you know, it's funny because I just, as I told you off the air, I just come from a business conference here in Yerushalayim. And I mean, I guess you cannot start any conference or anything here without dealing with October 7th and its aftermath.
Right.
And one of the things that came to mind as I dialed your number was that, you know, one of the things that we struggle with here is communicating exactly what our feelings are to people who are not here.
Right.
The feeling of constantly being afraid to look at our phones. And if you remember, when you first came to Israel after the war started, and you had your first show in Nefesh B'Nefesh, and you put Rabbi Fass on, and he was extremely eloquent in talking about exactly what was going on with us. And then subsequently, when you came back to discuss it again, you know, he really was really very accurate in terms of how he put it across. But I just felt that this is one of the things, major thing that you do, and you know, wartime, not wartime, but you connect people to Israel. And I think there is no question in my mind that there are people who live here today because of you and your influence. There's no question in my mind. We've heard this from people. You have heard this from people who were in the plane with them making their Aliyah and Nefesh B'Nefesh flights. And besides the fact that people who have not yet made their way to become, you know, citizens or residents of Israel have a connection to what's happening every day here in Israel, whether it's through the news that you play, whether it's through the Hatikva that you play, whatever it is, just in a small way, people are connected to us here. And I want to know, for me, as your brother and as someone who is living here for 19 years, I appreciate it because it's very difficult for me to speak to people in the States and to communicate to them what's going on. And I feel that you make that much easier for people like me.
Oh, I appreciate that.
That's one of the main reasons. So, look, I mean, our goal for the campaign, it's on the page, fjbunity.org. You can see our goal is $180,000. I can tell you as a person who works with the campaign and works with Nahum in general, that this is money that is critical to keep us going and to keep Nahum on the air. And this whole business costs money, people. So please be as generous as you can and understand that what I just described is just one of the many, many things that Nahum accomplishes through his being on the air. And it's something which is very important now to the Jewish people in general, to us here living in Israel. And it's so important to support this campaign. Do not wait until the last minute, as many of us do when it comes to these fundraising campaigns. Please be generous. Please go to fjbunity.org. Make your donation. It's a very simple process. If you have any problems, my email address is there on the page, on the campaign page. Please feel free to email me. If you want to send a check, if you're not computer savvy or you're afraid to use a credit card online, which I assure you is very secure, but if you don't want to do that, then there's an address on the front page of the campaign page. You can send a check. Please be as generous as you can to keep Nahum Segal and the Nahum Segal Network on the air.
We're calling this the JM and the AM NSN annual campaign. Help us keep reaching everywhere while making sure we're not going anywhere. Together, we'll keep reaching everywhere, and your generosity will ensure that we'll be here to stay and that we're ready for everything that the future brings. And I hope that everybody out there will express indeed what Yigal has just expressed verbally, and that is that you understand and appreciate how this bridge between Israel and the diaspora, which can be somewhat precarious sometimes, we try to make it as solid as possible. We try to make it as secure as possible. We try to make it as meaningful as possible. So give what you can. Today's day one. You'll get the email. Spread it around. Send it to your own email list if you can. Obviously, the quote-unquote aggressive or the really fast-moving part of this campaign is still to come. But day one, as Yigal said, is a perfect day to really express your appreciation for what we do and help keep us going. And that's that. All right, Rabbi Yigal Segal, thank you very much for that. Much appreciated. And let's wish each other good luck with all this. And once the campaign is over, we will, please God, have the ability to keep this thing going 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I know, that's right. Hard to believe, but we're on Saturday night. We're on Friday, of course. That one's obvious. So it's a 7-day-a-week venture within the halachic guidelines. And hopefully we'll have what is necessary to keep on going and make it a very successful year-end campaign. So thank you very much.
Amen.
And we will be in touch.
All right, now have a great week.
You as well, and good luck to all of us. FJBUnity.org. FJB for Foundation for Jewish Broadcasting. You know the address. FJBUnity.org.